Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer. Guaranteed personality.
Is Wausau's downtown mall a lost cause, or as city leaders believe, does it simply need some assistance? I'm Glenn Moberg. A City of Wausau news release puts forward a plan for what it calls the reinvigoration of the Wausau Center Mall. A $4.1 million loan to mall owner CBL, which would allow Yonkers to move to the vacated JCPenney location and provide a way to attract new mall tenants, giving a shot in the arm for the only retail mall within 100 miles. But is reinvigoration the right term? When the chief financial officer of CBL says that without the loan, quote, Yonkers will leave, it's the end of Wausau Center, and you will have a big hole in the ground. You will hear that interview with CBL's Farzana Mitchell in just a few minutes as we welcome our guests Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple, Wausau Economic Development Manager Christian Schock, and Mark Craig, General Manager of Compass Properties, former candidate for mayor and former manager of the Wausau Center Mall. We'll also hear from Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa about the recent radical transformation of that community's downtown Center Point Marketplace. And as the City of Wausau notes in its news release, bold and important projects are by their nature complex and controversial. This proposal promises to be both. If you've got concerns or questions, we invite you to give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it live on the air. We should mention at the outset that there will be a public forum on the mall proposal here at the Center for Civic Engagement on the UW Marathon County campus. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Monday, November 16th. And I need to make a little bit of a caveat here. I need to let you know in advance that my wife owns a retail jewelry store in downtown Wausau. So, gentlemen, let's look at the economic impact of the downtown mall. We have nearly 500 direct jobs, many more indirect jobs. It generates about $240,000 in sales tax revenue to the county. It's one of the single highest assessed properties in the city and the only mall retail location within nearly 100 miles of Wausau. Mayor Jim Tipple, how important is that mall to the city of Wausau and the entire downtown?
It was very important. It was a bold move, excuse me, way back in 1983. And I think, you know, when the mall was put in there, a lot of businesses kind of ebbed and flowed, and they were really in competition. But today, they both complement each other. People go to the mall and then finish up with the boutiques on 3rd Street and in other areas. And it's really one of our economic engines. And as malls all over the country are experiencing downturns or changes, you know, they need to be reinvigorated, reinvented, and infuse some energy in there. And that's really what the city's trying to do.
Christian Schock, explain the proposal to us. It involves a $4.1 million loan to the mall owner and the movement of Yonkers, one of the two remaining anchors, into the vacant JCPenney location. Why is that important for Yonkers, and how is all of this going to be financed?
Sure. I think everyone acknowledges that the mall, while not dead, has not been growing for quite some time. And earlier this year, a lot of partners in the community came together to pass similarly worded consensus statements that said, we all acknowledge that now is the time to make a decision on the mall and to determine, you know, we all have stakes in the mall. And a lot of folks have said, well, I don't want to help the mall. But the fact is that the city has an essence stake in this mall. We own the land underneath it, and our rental property is become stale. And we are experiencing, you know, we're not going to be able to rent that property like it should be able to be rented for. So the proposal is really a loan to the mall owner to make physical improvements. And that's important that everyone understands. We're not supporting the operation of the mall. We're not supporting their business so much as we are making physical improvements to change, as the mayor says, the way the mall goes to market, to reinvent the actual facility and allow it to attract new tenants that will be sustainable for the future.
Why does Yonkers have to move to the JCPenney spot? Why not just allow them to refurbish and redecorate the spot they're in now?
And that's a great question. I think folks need to understand Yonkers corporate doesn't own the store that they're in at the moment. That is owned by an outside investment group, and that real estate investment group has said on multiple occasions that they will not invest in the property. They will not make physical improvements. So CBL, the owner of the mall itself, and the owner of the former Penny's locations has approached them and said, we can make the improvements if we receive a loan from the city because the mall is heavily leveraged and they need that resources, but we'll pay it back through the new long-term lease that Yonkers will sign at the Penny's location.
And if you could explain briefly the role of tax increment financing districts in this, and I want you to be brief and do it in layman's terms.
Sure. I think Wausau's had a long history of successful use of tax increment financing to leverage large projects, and the mall was certainly one of them. TIF was used as a tool to kick the mall off back in the early 80s, as the mayor had noted. And I think the goal here is that you're really using the increment or the increased value that the improvements will bring to finance the current project and to finance those improvements. This does not affect, tax rates or the general fund balances. It would be financed through the TIF district. And we hope that obviously our models and our financial consultants show that it is financeable and that the improvements to the center will be able to be paid off by the increase in value.
Mark Craig, you're a former manager of the mall, now the general manager of Compass Properties. How significant is this mall to downtown Wausau?
Well, I think it's critical. If you look over the last dozen years, there's been $120 million invested in downtown Wausau outside of the mall. And not a lot of attention given to that property over the last dozen years. So in order to continue to make retail a viable component of our downtown, which is what is the driving force in many ways to get visitors to our central business district, the mall is critical. It still is doing $47 million a year in gross sales. There's still nearly 60 national retailers there. And the folks that believe that the center is dead just aren't looking at the real facts. As any retail center, the strength of it is based on the retail mix. And by relocating Yonkers into that first position in Penny's, it gives them a smaller footprint and can drive sales. Because they'll have a fresh look. And that will also lend to getting other retailers in the center. I'd love to see somebody like H&M or Forever 21 come to our center because that would immediately transform what has become somewhat of a stale property into a new modern draw for the shoppers from our regional area. That mall has, through the last 30-some years, been attracting shoppers from 13 counties. It's a very important property, not only to downtown Wausau, but to the region.
And a bit of history. Downtown Wausau was blighted in the late 70s to create the mall. 67 buildings were demolished downtown. It opened in 1983. So there is more than a little history here of the city spending money and a lot of it to create the mall and make it a success, Jim Tipple.
Yes. The city put over the years with loan borrowing and everything over $47 million, and a lot of people get shocked at that. And the original mall owner put in over $20 million. And so we've got a significant investment. And over the years, it's just like when you have a house, sooner or later, you got to replace the roof. And to reinvigorate the mall and to make it a lifestyle or a place where people want to go, we need to invest, and we need to invest now.
We're going to play my exclusive interview with Farzana Mitchell. She's the Chief Financial Officer and Executive Vice President of CBL, the owner of the mall. Now, I want you to listen closely about 3 minutes into the interview where she says that if this proposal is not approved, quote, it is the end of Wausau Center and you will have a big hole in the ground. She also says Yonkers will leave and there is a short window to act. She says we've already taken too long and they are very close to closing up shop. This is Farzana Mitchell, the Chief Financial Officer of CBL Properties.
Well, I think Wausau is a unique situation. Wausau actually is a very beautiful downtown. And the vibrancy that the city has created is remarkable. It's very much akin to what we have in Chattanooga. There's a renaissance that has gone on. There's been revitalization. and there's a tourist attraction. You have a, you know, a riverfront nearby. You have office, you have the government downtown. You have also created recently some condos and apartments and hotels. So all of that is a really great asset to have. And Wausau Center can thrive. It needs to be repositioned with the repositioning that's going on across the country. So it's very similar to what's going on.
Now, according to your website, CBL is one of the largest and most experienced owners, developers, and managers of malls and shopping centers in the country. Why, then, would the Wausau Center Mall need this help? Why couldn't you prevent JCPenney from leaving?
No one can prevent anyone from leaving, because when retailers are not performing within their four walls and they're not profitable, they will close down. That is because either they become irrelevant, the customers are not coming there to visit them, to buy from them. If they're not profitable, they leave, no matter where they are. It doesn't matter whether it's Wausau Center or it is in San Francisco or New York or anywhere else, any big metropolis. So they have to be relevant. They have to be making money. So Yonkers is at Wausau Center as well, and they're in a bigger space, and their rent is pretty steep. So Yonkers, number one, is also right-sizing their stores across the country. There are many, many retailers are right-sizing their stores. Dillard's is doing it. Belk's is doing it. Macy's is doing it. The shopping phenomenon is changing. So along with actually shopping in the mall, touching and feeling it, it's being complemented by omnichannel, which is online. Look at what you want to buy online, come to the store, pick it up, order it online, and have it delivered to your house, or go to the retailer. If they don't have it, they get it for you and they send it to you. So people are still wanting to shop at the stores in the bricks and mortar, look at it, feel it, and buy it. That phenomena is not going to change.
Why do you need a $4.1 million loan? Why can't you get the loan from private financing? And if you do get it, what assurance do Wausau citizens have that the loan will be repaid?
Okay, that's a good question. Number one, there is a loan already in the mall, and it is pretty highly leveraged. When there is a secured loan at the mall, you're not allowed to put any other debt behind it. It has to be totally unsecured, totally subordinated. You cannot really file a lien against the property with any kind of loan, then it will go into default. So this is not unusual. We have done developments in many, many cities. We get TIF financing. We get CDD financing. This is a way for us to collaborate with the city, to bring in retail, to bring in sales dollars, to provide employment. And it is a partnership that not only is relevant to Wausau Center, but we have similar situation in many cities. If you look up Simon, Taubman, any of those major developers and mall owners, you'll see many of their projects are also funded by city collaboration. Particularly today, if you are investing downtown where cities want their downtown to become vibrant again, 24/7 cities again, they are willing to provide funding in order to bring the retail downtown where there is tourism, where there is, you know, live and eat and entertainment and create the 24-hour city they want it to be.
Farzana, what will happen if this proposal isn't approved, if the loan doesn't happen and Yonkers isn't able to relocate?
Well, I think that's just the end of Wausau Center. Sorry to say, but that's what's going to happen, and that should not happen. If the city of Wausau does not take this seriously and take it in their own hands, then you will have a big, big hole in your ground, and you might think something else can be done with it, but we wouldn't be part of it.
Do you think Yonkers would vacate the mall?
Yonkers will leave. If we don't put them in JCPenney location, we have a very short window. We've already have taken too long to make this transition for them. They're very close to closing up shop if we don't do something about it. This is the last hope they have to do anything, because right now they have no interest in continuing. The lease is up, and they have to give notice to the landlord. If we say no to Yonkers and we cannot move you there, we cannot fund your move and give you money to refurbish your space and re-tenant and bring in new life to the JCPenney location, Yonkers will leave in 18 months.
Are enclosed malls dying across the country, or is that a myth? Is there a renaissance occurring in downtown malls?
Yes, it's absolutely a renaissance occurring. We have many, many stories that I can tell you that's happening within our portfolio. I'll give you a couple examples. We have a mall in Morristown, Tennessee, which is slightly south of Knoxville, north of Chattanooga. We have Sears. We have JCPenney. Sears left. Their lease was expiring. They wanted a substantial reduction in rent, but they actually were not profitable, so they were not going to stay there. So we brought in TJ Maxx. We brought in Longhorn Steakhouse. And now we have another anchor that perhaps they are not as profitable, so we're looking to bring in Dick's, the Field & Stream concept. So what's happening is the malls are becoming more of a hybrid centers, retail centers, where you have big boxes as well as the small shop space, so it becomes a hybrid. That's what the conversion is happening. Now, big malls still exist everywhere, and they will not go away. That's a total myth. Now, there are some malls that will not survive. For example, if we don't do anything with Wausau Center, it will not survive. And Wausau Center can be quite a vibrant retail center. But we have to mix it up. We have to bring in entertainment. We have to bring in restaurants, experience. We have to bring in museums and play areas for the children to play and enjoy and be there and bring the families.
Farzana Mitchell, thanks so much for making yourself available for this program. I really appreciate your comments today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
And that is Farzana Mitchell, the Chief Financial Officer and Executive Vice President of CBL, the owners of the Wausau Center Mall. Our guests today, Mayor Jim Tipple and his Economic Development Manager, Christian Schock, and Mark Craig of Compass Properties. I want all three of you to react to Farzana Mitchell's statements, specifically these statements. If the proposal isn't approved, quote, it's the end of Wausau Center. You will have a big hole in the ground. She also says Yonkers will leave. There's a very short window to act. We've already taken too long, and they are very close to closing up shop. And she said, we have 18 months. Jim Tipple.
I think she's really accurate. You know, they are experts in the mall industry. I think she's being very candid. I would not agree to the big hole in the ground. There'll still be a building there that would have to be repurposed. But, you know, I think she's indicating the gravity of the situation, and we need to pay attention to that. And City of Wausau is doing that, and that's why we're engaging the mall and the city.
Christian Schock?
Sure. You know, I think what's interesting is that we have to kind of an analogy we've used or have kind of considered in the past is that the mall was built, heavily funded with taxpayer assistance, as an infrastructure to facilitate retail. And it's done that for decades, as Mark Craig has said. It's brought many positive things to the community, the jobs, the sales tax revenue, all the economic multipliers that are associated with it. But, you know, as with any infrastructure, you know, it needs continual reinvestment and improvement. You build a road to facilitate cars and to move cars. We built this mall, the community built this mall with a great deal of taxpayer money to facilitate retail commerce. And, you know, the question is, at this point in time, you know, is it really wise to consider not doing the, you know, kind of smaller end maintenance to bring it up to date and to freshen it so that it's competitive for the future under the guise that, you know, well, we don't want to put any more money into it, and then it just crumbles. We don't let roads crumble into gravel. We maintain them. The mall is an investment the community's made. Whether it should have made it or not, we could debate, but the fact is we made that investment, and for the taxpayers to continue to get our return on that investment, it needs maintenance.
Mark Craig?
Well, I think it's important to focus on some of the things she said, not necessarily the negative, but the positive, that this center is not dead and there's no reason for it to die. Certainly there's self-fulfilling prophecies. If we continue to talk about the death of the mall, it could happen. But now is the time to reinvigorate it. Now is the time to step forward as a community and lend the money needed. I think it's really three phases that CBL is looking at. The first is to relocate Yonkers into Penney's. The second is to attract some more national retailers that will bring that energy back. And the third phase is really focused on the food court and the entertainment aspect of the mall, All of those things are critical to the downtown and to the center, and there's no reason we shouldn't step forward now.
I'm Glenn Mobrig. The subject today is the Wausau Center Mall and a proposal to save it with a $4.1 million loan to CBL Properties, the mall owner. Our guests today are Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple, Economic Development Manager Chris Schock, and former mall manager and general manager of Compass Properties, Mark Craig. A little bit later in the program, we'll hear from Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese about the radical transformation of that city's downtown mall. What do you think? Should we give the mall owner the $4.1 million and hope that that does the trick? Or should we let the mall die? What do you shop at the mall? Is it important to you? Is the city's downtown important to you? If you'd like to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. I'll read it live on the air. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Here's Jonathan Richman.
Well, I landed at a shopping center in an unknown state. Unknown kind of architecture, atmosphere and trait. Unknown brands and labels, unknown market chains. The strangest collection of buildings here upon the fruited plains. And let's rock, let's go.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Northeast Wisconsin Technical College, Wisconsin Union Theater, and Rutabaga. You, too, can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollop, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollop, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
So maybe I'll see you there. We can forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
As we listen to Petula Clark sing about a vibrant downtown, the subject on Route 51 today is the downtown Wausau Center Mall and a proposal to save it with a $4.1 million loan to CBL Properties, the mall owner. Our guests today are Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple, Economic Development Manager Chris Schock, and former mall manager and now General Manager of Compass Properties, Mark Craig. And a little later in the show, we'll be hearing from Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese about the radical transformation of that city's downtown mall. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742, or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. And why don't we go to the phones right now? We have Kyle in Rhinelander. Kyle, you're on Route 51 with Jim Tipple, Chris Schock, and Mark Craig.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I just had a brief question, and that is, why is it falling on the taxpayers to, in essence, subsidize a private entity, which I suspect, you know, does give a benefit to a community, but if I heard this correctly, the mall is owned privately. So, you know, why aren't there those costs to improve, rehabilitate, that sort of thing, put into the various rents the tenants pay and that sort of thing? You know, I manage a business of my own, and if I want to update my duplex, I need to take care of that as a result of the rents that my tenants pay me. So It's kind of what's expected as a business owner to account for those types of things.
Chris Schock, Kyle isn't getting any help in Rhinelander. Why should cities and communities be helping private businesses make more money?
Sure, and Kyle's point's really valid. I think the important thing to note here is, again, in this case, the city owns the property underneath the mall. And for decades, the city has receives a portion of the excess cash flow in a rental agreement with the mall. It was really quite a revolutionary agreement when it was struck in the early 80s. And unlike other malls or other businesses, as Kyle notes, the city has a direct stake because we receive income from the mall. We're not receiving as much income as we used to, obviously, because sales at the mall have declined. And the question really is, if the city provides this loan, and again, it is a loan, it's a loan that CBL expects to pay back with the revenue, as Kyle says, with the revenue from the long-term leases that they will sign. And so the goal is to use that loan opportunity to make those physical improvements so that they are able to kind of continue and stabilize the mall going forward and change the way it goes to market. And that's why I think we've said multiple times is, and to Farzana's point, is that malls are not dying, but they are changing and they are reinventing. If we reinvent the Wausau Center, what does it mean? We've asked our consultants, many national consultants that we've that the city has hired to do this analysis. I'm not a retail mall expert, obviously, but our consultants tell us again and again the Wausau Center Mall can be competitive in the market, as Mark Craig says, and you know, it can provide income to the city and provide all the other economic benefits that it has for decades if improvements are made. They can't take out a loan to do those improvements themselves. So the city is in a unique position, and especially because we own the land, that we have a stake in at least discussing and figuring out how we can assist in financing that.
Kyle, do you have a follow-up?
No, and I guess I appreciate knowing the nuances then that the city does in fact have an ownership stake in it, and that it's not a you know, completely a transaction that obviously the city wouldn't have an ownership interest in if it was entirely held privately. So
exactly, and I think that's what's so unique about it, and it's hard to communicate that obviously to all the public when they might look at the situation and say, I don't want to be bailing out a major multinational company that owns malls all across the country. That's not what this is. This is the city improving property that in essence is our rental property in a lot of ways, and our tenant, CBL, is obviously having a hard time subleasing that to other tenants. And so we are impacted by that. And if this and the big question, I mean, the $100 million question is simply, if these improvements are made, can the foundation be sustainable for the future? Can Wausau Center be marketable for another 30 years, and will it attract and generate income and provide all the positive things? That's the big question. We can debate that, but I guess what we're saying is we've asked experts. They continue to tell us that it does have a competitive place in the marketplace. If we invest in it, it will pay off for the city.
Kyle, thanks so much for the phone call. And we've got another caller from Rhinelander. Let's go to Ray. Ray, you're on Route 51 with Mayor Jim Tipple, Christian Schock, the Economic Development Manager, and Mark Craig of Compass Properties.
Well, thank you all for being on and addressing this subject. I lived in Wausau years ago. I remember when they knocked down those two blocks of all those buildings. I remember the controversy. I remember the businesses suffering that were on the main drag. I remember all that. Okay, a lot of things have happened since then. But what is wonderful for me, myself, and a lot of friends, we go to Wausau specifically for a lot of reasons. Obviously, we go to shop, we go to eat, we go for entertainment, we go for a variety of things, museums, everything. The unique thing about downtown Wausau is, and I'm talking about the whole downtown, is we go there and others go there, just specifically go downtown. We haven't gone to the mall. I haven't been in that place for ages. The downtown businesses, other businesses, are thriving more. It's a destination place. They're not getting the same venue help as this private company needs. But the point I want to make the most here is this mall is obviously having problems. It's suffering. Businesses are moving out. But the rest of the businesses in downtown Wausau are thriving. They also knocked down that whole square block. It's an entertainment center. You know, there's a variety of things that are going on. I want to know if anybody's made any other comparisons. And one other quick thing, can that building be used for like a health center with a variety of businesses and things there to ad lib what's already downtown? I think you need to be a little bit more open-minded, but instead of depending on big box places and all these things, that people really aren't interested in a downtown.
Ray,
I'll take the comments off the air.
All right, Ray, we got it. Thanks so much for your phone call. And why don't we go to Mark Craig on this first of all?
Ray, I appreciate the comments because I think you're right. There's a lot of reasons people come to downtown Wausau, not just retail, but retail is the base of so much of what happens in our downtown, in any downtown. And the fact that we have regional mall here is unique to any downtown. The fact that we have national retailers as well as a mix of boutique shops is unique to Wausau. And I think it's important that we continue to have that mix and that blend, that it's not just commercial business that they're coming for, or just restaurants they're coming for, or just art that they're coming for, but all of it. The entire package is important to keeping our downtown vibrant. And the city leaders back in the late 60s, early 70s, after the Highway 51 bypass was created and what is now I-39, spent the next decade trying to figure out how to save our downtown, which is where they came up with the concept of attracting a regional center. It was part of the vision of the leaders back then, and it's certainly part of what's important to our future. Retail is critical, and it's not just restaurants.
Mayor Jim Tipple.
Well, Mark has, hit it head on. This is not a new phenomena. We kind of continually plan to make good decisions to make our downtown, very vibrant. One of the goals and visions that we have for the city of Wausau is live, shop, work, and eat downtown. And if you really want to have a first-class city, it starts with a first-class downtown. Mark, I think, mentioned earlier, we put over $100,000 in public-private partnerships over the last 10 to 15 years. And that means we're really serious on it. And this is just another link or in that process to reinvigorate the mall and to make it successful as all the other businesses in our downtown.
I'd like to revisit one of Farzana Mitchell's comments. Actually, it was a thread of hers. She said, first of all, Wausau has a lot to offer. It does have a vibrant downtown, and it has a chance to create what she calls a 24/7 downtown community. She also said it's a myth that malls are dying. She said there's a renaissance occurring with them, but they are changing, doing more to interact with shoppers online. But in the end, shoppers want to come in and see and feel the things that they want to buy. She also says if the mall is to survive, it needs to be not only a retail center with a mix of big and small stores, but a lifestyle center with upscale restaurants, maybe a children's play area or a museum to become a destination for families. Mark Craig.
Well, I've been very busy over the last 15 years since I left the mall to help create a lifestyle center outside of Wausau Center. And we've done so. It's a 500,000-square-foot complex called the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center, anchored by Jefferson Street Inn for hospitality, bringing guests to our community, 4,000 a month between the banquet and the hotel. Those are people that wouldn't have come to our downtown in the past that now see what we have to offer. And so continuing that mix of entertainment and retail is important not only today but going forward. And if we ever want the opportunity of putting 3rd Street back through Wausau Center Mall, we certainly need to move Yonkers into Penny's to even have that conversation, to even have that ability to transform it into a lifestyle center.
I want to revisit that. Becker Communications put a Photoshopped image on Facebook,
yes,
which showed 3rd Street being extended right through the center of the mall, and then they refurbished the mall in order to make it historically accurate with the rest of downtown. What did you think of that?
I love the vision, and I think it's something that we should all be having a conversation over once we get past these immediate hurdles. I know in downtown Stevens Point, a Dial Corporation out of Omaha owned the mall there, and they were really challenged as to how to reinvigorate retail in their central business district. And what they decided to do was put the streets back in and create pad locations, which is really the model for retailers. And so I'd love to hear. I know you have a clip coming up of the mayor in Point and how that has worked out. But from my observation, it was the right move at the right time, and I think it's going to have positive results.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Dennis in Marathon with a question about roads. Dennis?
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
One of the problems for us anyway is my wife works at the courthouse, and the roads from where the Marathon Park starts up to the river are terrible. We spend more money on getting our vehicle fixed because the roads are bad. And we don't go to the mall, we don't go downtown unless she goes to work, and I won't because I'm not going to ruin my vehicle. That road needs to be fixed, and I talked to a lot of people that complain about that road, and they said, when they get the road fixed, we'll spend more time downtown, which would probably be the mall.
All right. Mayor Jim Tipple wants to jump on this one. Jim?
Yes, you were right on. I travel that road every day, and my vehicle shakes just like yours. I do know some of the potholes, so I jump around them. That has been scheduled for next year. It's a state connecting road, and so that, as all communities are struggling to fund infrastructure programs, i.e. roads, it'll be fixed next year. As you remember, we redid that intersection by 17th Avenue all the way out a couple years ago, and this is the last segment that needs to be done. Included in that refurbation will be parts of 3rd Street or First Street right by the Dudley Tower, and so that'll be done next year.
Dennis, thanks so much for the phone call. And Mr. Mayor, this is complex, okay, and it's sure to be a controversial topic, and you've already had so many fights that have taken place in Wausau City government, criticism over the loss of federal dollars for the Thomas Street expansion, the fight over whether we should have a full-time mayor or a powerful city administrator, even the criticism over the rusty bird sculptures at the entrance to the city, and lots of perpetual griping about the city's high tax rate. Is the political climate in this town so divisive right now that you're not going to be able to pull together to make this happen and happen in a short time frame? Because as Farzana Mitchell said, if this doesn't get done in a few weeks, that mall is dead.
You know, all those, you know, things that you mentioned are just part of the political process. You know, sometimes mistakes are made. I think we've made some changes so those will be prevented in the future. When you say we lost dollars from what happened? Am I okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. When you make the comment that, you know, dollars were lost on federal projects, you know, we apply for other projects. So even though, you know, let's say $1 million was lost on the Thomas Street project, we applied for Highway U and received those dollars. So it's just that those dollars were not available for the Thomas Street. And in the future, that may be a possibility.
But my question is, given the political divisiveness in this city, are you going to be able to pull this together in the next 6 weeks and get enough votes on the city council to make it happen?
I'm very confident that people understand as they find out more about the mall and have more details and potentially the gravity of the situation. I think they'll support it. We this was our idea way back in '83, and it needs care and feeding like other things. We have helped other businesses in town, and this is another business entity that we need to step forward and help.
And again, there will be a forum at UW Marathon County Center for Civic Engagement, not next Monday, but it will be Monday, November 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. I'm Glenn Moberg. The subject today, the Wausau Center Mall, the proposal to save it with a $4.1 million to CBL Properties. The mall owner, our guest, Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple, Economic Development Manager Chris Schock, former mall manager and general manager of Compass Properties Mark Craig. When we come back, we'll hear from Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese about the radical transformation of that city's downtown. And again, if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 1-800-780-9742. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Here's Tom Waits.
Zip right up, zip right up, zip right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs, including Qualine Fence Corporation, Buttonwood Partners Incorporated, and Madison Symphony Orchestra. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy, Stevens Point, with a focus on renewable energy system design and installation, including solar, wood, and deep energy retrofits to existing buildings. NorthwindRE.com.
The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise. And I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied.
As Dolly Parton takes us into the last segment of our show, the subject on Route 51 today is the Wausau Center Mall and a proposal to save it with a $4.1 million loan to CBL Properties.
Mayor Jim Tipple, Economic Development Manager Chris Schock, former mall manager, and now General Manager of Compass Properties Mark Craig are our guests. And if you'd like to join the conversation, we could probably squeeze in another call or two. Give us a phone call right now at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. I'll read it on the air. Now, many cities have struggling malls, and they have used different strategies to deal with them. One of the most sweeping took place in Stevens Point a few years ago, where a large portion of the Center Point Marketplace was demolished, and Mid-State Technical College moved into what was left of the building. It was a very controversial proposal. It had to go to a referendum. One of the opponents of that plan is now the current mayor of Stevens Point, Mike Wiese. I had a chance to talk to him this week about how things are working out in his community.
Well, we had a mall that was on the downside. The anchor stores, Shopko and JCPenney's, were there. JCPenney's, as you know, pulled out. We got in on the tail end of the mall craze, and I think that was part of our problem initially. And we just had a lot of vacant buildings, storefronts rather, in the mall. It was clear that it was slowly getting choked out. We needed to do something to act.
Tell me what the experience of Stevens Point has been since you went forward with the move to tear down a big section of the Center Point Marketplace and move Mid-State Technical College in.
All in all, the experience, I think, has been pretty successful in the way that it was handled, in that Mid-State Technical College now has a new adequate facility in the downtown area, bringing those people down to showcase our Main Street and downtown. Great Lakes Higher Education has taken over another section, which was one of the anchor stores, and we've utilized the rest of the vacant area as parking with some potential development sites still available there. So if somebody wanted to come in and build new, they could do that. We've also utilized some of that space that we tore down for our Golden Sands Resource Conservation and Development in conjunction with the Children's Museum to put in almost like a park in what was formerly the mall site. And that showcases a lot of native species and just gives people some green space to relax in either over their lunch hour or on break or if they just happen to be passing through.
This was pretty controversial in Stevens Point. What did you do to overcome the opposition?
Well, quite frankly, Glenn, I was the opposition. I was a proponent of keeping the structure in place until we needed to tear it down. One of my thoughts was potentially using it as a business incubator. But, you know, democracy works a little differently. One man's opinion is taken into consideration, but it's the majority that votes. And the referendum to authorize the spending of the money to purchase the mall and eventually tear it down passed. And I lived with that decision. It really has been more successful than even I anticipated.
This is kind of an unusual way to use tax increment financing districts. Could you comment on that a little bit and what you had to do in order to make it work?
The mall was in a TIF district, and by tearing it down, we lost some of that increment. So we are actually in a negative in that TIF district. That TIF is really upside down at this point, and we've authorized supplementing it with successful TIF districts to try and offset some of those losses. So in that regard, it's probably the biggest failure of that TIF district. But I think we're making some great strides in recouping that and correcting that negative balance. So ultimately, when the TIF district closes, the taxpayers won't be on the hook for that.
All right. Very good. Anything you'd like to add, Mike?
The one thing I guess I would add is that each individual community has their own choices to make. And ours is a little bit different than Wausau's, as was it a little different than Appleton's, Marshfield. So we all make our decisions based on what's in the best interest of the most people for our communities.
That's Mike Wiese, Mayor of Stevens Point, talking about the radical transformation of that city's downtown Center Point Marketplace. Jim Tipple, your reaction?
You know, I think, you know, I watched that, you know, controversy and, you know, ultimately have to make a decision. You can't just sit and wait, and we've talked about that in this program. But, you know, you look at the Green Bay, they didn't do a whole lot, watched their mall go into disrepair, and they ended up tearing it down. And hopefully we have a solution here that can move our Wausau Center Mall forward.
Christian Schock, what's different about Stevens Point and Wausau, particularly with the way they use those TIF districts?
Sure. I guess, you know, Glenn, what's important to note, too, is that the Stevens Point Mall was never as successful as Wausau Center. And I think, you know, historically people point that out. Wausau Center has is the premier retail, you know, establishment within the broad trade area. And it's still 70% occupied. So, you know, this is an important kind of decision point, but it never really approached the kind of situation that Stevens Point was facing. And I think, you know, under the mayor's leadership, the city has been very effective in managing TIF districts. We don't have TIF districts that are, you know, that close or have had problems closing to great impacts to the city. TIF 3, where we're proposing to put the mall, is heavily leveraged at the moment because of the riverfront projects. But I think, as many listeners may know, on Monday the city received two major proposals for the East Riverfront redevelopment area, and both of them are, you know, either one is actually would be the largest housing development in the history of the city and will buttress and support that TIF district. So we have our financial advisors continue to tell us that the city does have the resources, and the citizens should know we do have the resources to provide this loan, and we have the ability to make these resources available for the mall if it will be successful.
Mark Craig.
If I could just remind the listeners that TIF was used to help create the hotel downtown, $3.7 million and a $14 million development to bring a 100-room boutique hotel into a downtown. For decades, we tried to do so, and we're told that it wouldn't be successful. It has been very successful. And protecting the value of Wausau Center Mall also protects the value of the properties around it. So let's keep that in mind. If we're going to unwind Wausau Center, the negative impact would be tremendous outside the mall in terms of valuation, tax dollars, and the services the city can provide. So this is really, I think, the most important decision we can be making this year, and hopefully before the holidays, that we can come to a conclusion.
Mark Craig, Chris Schock just talked about these two proposals for the East Riverfront, new luxury multifamily apartments, mixed use and office structures, about 300 new high-end housing units. Would a project like that, and I know you're not a developer that's involved with it, but would that be threatened if the Wausau Center Mall went under?
I don't know if it'd be threatened, but let's look at the fact that people want to live in downtown Wausau. I've been part of adding residential in downtown over the last dozen years, and it's in high demand. I don't know that would set back the developments that are on the table for the river frontage, but it certainly would impact the opportunities they have as they live downtown and the vibrancy that we've all been a part of. So I think all of it is important to protect the retail aspect of it as we add more people living and playing and doing business in our downtown, and the riverfront is a big part of that.
Mayor, comment briefly on these two proposals for the riverfront.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we're excited about that. It's a huge development. You know, sometimes the headlines, you know, get it wrong, and it's like the big expensive thing, like, you know, we're going to put all the dollars into it. But, you know, we're really excited. And like I said earlier on the program, live, shop, work, and eat, and the living component is very, very weak. Mark can tell you that in any of the retail or in any of the living spaces, they don't even advertise them. They get picked up and re-rented right away. So we need to fix that, the weakness, and to make all the cylinders in the car moving.
And how do you respond to people who say, hey, this is the free market, stop interfering with it, there are winners and losers, it's not up to the city to get involved, if the mall needs to go under and fail, so be it?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we have a history of generating new businesses, and when people want to expand, sometimes we get involved in that. And this is, again, I mentioned, you know, all cylinders have to run if you want to have a vibrant economy. This is one cylinder that needs some help, and we've already, as Chris Schock had indicated and Mark, we've put a lot of money into it, and to abandon it now would be a travesty.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us today.
I got my wife a charging car just the other day. I owe $500 just for yesterday. I said, honey, here's a present. Go out and shop around. Get you a couple of dresses. Browse around downtown. Not to charge. I'll back a miracle car.
We want to thank today's guests, Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple, Wausau Economic Development Manager Christian Schock, Mark Craig, General Manager of Compass Properties, also Farzana Mitchell, Chief Financial Officer of CBL and Associates Properties, and Mike Wiesa, Mayor of Stevens Point. There will be a public forum on the mall proposal here at the Center for Civic Engagement on the UW Marathon County campus from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Monday, November 16th. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to our executive producer, Dean Kallenbach, and our on-air producers, Jane Ritger and Lori Frazier. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today by The Clash, Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, Petula Clark, Tom Waits, Dolly Parton, and Albert Collins. Next week on Route 51, we welcome historian Rick Beyer and two of the surviving members of the United States Ghost Army, which used elaborate deception to help defeat the Nazis in World War II. They will be in central Wisconsin thanks to the Walk in Their Shoes school history program. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.